What up? Welcome back to the podcast. If you are doing well, I'm glad. Welcome back for coming back and spending some time with me. But yes, this podcast is just straight up honest. Like, blogging is hard. Blogging is really difficult these days, and growing and building a fan base and wanting to just be and make this a full-time thing is becoming harder. There's over at least almost like 1 billion blogs out there, and it's becoming harder and harder to grow and to stand out and to just build that fan base that you want. And yeah, I just want to say, like, thank you for everything you guys have done, like supporting me through the podcast. We've been getting reviews on the podcast. The YouTube has been doing amazing. If you haven't checked out our YouTube, please check it out. We do videos on there about blogging. The Instagram and the Twitter have been doing amazing. And I just want to say here that I'm just here to just help you guys be the best blogger you can. Like, all this content here is for you. It's for to help you be a better blogger. It's here to help you kill it. And yes, this is about how getting started is one of the best things you can ever do as a blogger. And it's just, I commend those people who do their research and make sure they have all the knowledge, but that almost paralyzes you to the point where you overthink and you never get started. And I just want to let you know that stop, you know, watching all these blogging videos, stop listening to all these podcasts, and just start blogging. Because you can listen to me all you want, you can watch my videos all you want, but nothing's gonna happen if you don't actually go out there and do the work yourself. We all want to learn, we all want to network and collaborate and meet these bloggers in our niche, but you learn by freaking doing. You learn by taking action. You learn by blogging when it's scary, posting stuff that might not get the traction you want, learning from that, and then keep moving on and keep going. You know, people think I'm like, oh, I've tried everything, but it at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about how much you're willing to give, and the bloggers that are giving and grinding and hustling when they have nothing are the ones that are building those fan bases and going full time and making it, because they see the long-term value. They believe in themselves. But yeah, I did a call-in with Ashney Christ, and Ashney Christ is a stream coach, and she helps streamers, Twitch streamers, pursue their dreams and learn to stream. She makes content for them. But she talks about how streamers need to be invested in YouTube and podcasting and, of course, blogging. And she's been doing her research for almost 4 years, including blogging. And I did a call-in with her during her Twitch stream, and it was insane. Like, I was, like, bawling. I was sweating my balls out when I was talking. I was just so freaking nervous. And there was, like, 100 viewers on stream. And I just asked her that question I asked her a question, and then she answered. And yeah, we're gonna put in that call in, and I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to leave that 5-star review on your way out. Leave a review so that our podcast can help more people and reach more people. You know, check out the YouTube, check out the social media. Everything's out here for you. It's out here so that you can go out there and make your blogging dreams a reality. So I hope you enjoy that, Colin. And I just want to let you know that you guys help me keep going with this. You know, sometimes I do feel like I want to quit. I feel like I want to stop. And if you feel like you want to quit, don't quit. If this keeps you up at night, if this scares you to death, you should keep going. Because the thing about blogging is it's not tangible. Like, you can't see it. You can't see an end goal result. You just have to keep blogging. And sometimes the unknown means progress. And I'm ready to fail. I'm ready to cry. I'm ready to mess up with you guys. And I hope you're willing to stay on that journey with us. And yeah, we don't have a community name yet like all those other creators, but we're going to come up with one. But yes, I hope you enjoy the call, and I'll see you in the next one. I might actually talk towards the end, but yes, hope you enjoy the call.
Your question for us today?
Well, I don't have a question quite yet, but I just want to say, like, thank you so much for everything you've done for, like, the Twitch world and the Twitch page. And I actually found you on YouTube. The first video I watched was how to get more viewers on Twitch, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Oh, sorry. I'm really nervous.
That's okay.
And then when I watched it, I was like, oh my god, like, I went on your blog, and then your whole story just completely changed my life. I was in a really dark time. I struggled with social anxiety, depression, anxiety in general. This was such a blessing to just find you, and you just made a big change for me, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me. That's amazing. I'm so glad that I guess I've, it's so weird for me to think or to say, like, I've inspired you or made you feel better, but I'm so like honored and humbled and just very happy for you. I'm so happy for you. And I know, like, you're gonna go out there and crush it. I'm so impressed with everything you've done with, like, being as young as you are and just jumping headfirst into content creation in the way that you have is so impressive to me. I wish that I had done it when I was your age. I think there's so much potential out there now for young people to get involved and to really, like, step it up and to be, because you're the next leader. Like, you're a generation. You guys are the next leaders. You can definitely step it up now, and it's amazing to see. So thank you so much. I'm not gonna cry.
I'm calling with you.
Nice. Okay. Well, you slay it in school, okay? Kill the game in school.
Question.
Kill the game in content.
The question came. Mm-hmm. This one question is, like, I know, like, I guess both of us kind of had this, like, where, like, we decided to kind of make our own, like, lead in something. For example, you led the streaming influence to help streamers, and I did my lead to help writers. Like, what is your advice for that? You don't really have that backup. You kind of have to make your own lead for it.
Yeah. So I think growing influence and, like, being a leader, being developing authority, it doesn't come from being perfect at the thing and then talking about it a lot, and all of a sudden now, you know, you've gotten this reward of, hey, I have finally achieved this perfection, and so now I can be this authority figure and leader. I think that you can absolutely, like, develop authority and develop leadership from forcing yourself to be in that position at the same time, because, you know, everyone knows that you're younger. I think that it would be really great for you to focus more on the narrative of, like, the journey to become a leader, right? Not trying to kind of put yourself into the position or give off the air of, hey, I know a lot about writing, and I know I've done a ton in my life, and I've done this and this and overcome all these things. And while that may be true and those stories are going to be very powerful at some point, I still very much believe right now that you're still on your path and you're still on your journey. And that is actually a really powerful place to be, because people get involved in other people's journeys. Like, human beings think in terms of narratives, right? We think beginning, middle, and end. So getting people involved in that process with you and just teaching things as you go and being vulnerable and authentic and saying, like, hey, I'm not perfect now, but I'm learning, and I really would like to share this with all of you. So I'm just learning and sharing as I go. A lot of people have built very powerful brands, very powerful businesses, built amazing communities because they just learned something and then they shared it. So that's the perfect area for you to be right now. If you're, like, super passionate about the writing thing and the content creation stuff, like, just keep learning, keep sharing, but make sure that you maintain that authenticity along the way.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was incredible. Like, she nailed it on, like, why you just have to start blogging. Because what would happen if all your blog posts were perfection? You're just going to be a figure. No one's going to know where you started. You're not going to be relatable. They're going to think you're a fake, perfectionistic, stuck up. And us bloggers just need to just suck, okay? We just have to suck and not be perfect. But yes, that's it. That's the end of the podcast. I'm testing stuff out. I'm seeing if you guys react better to the shorter podcast, the longer. Please let me know what you guys want. You know, I might even do a Google Doc, because whatever you guys want, I do. I'm not going to do content that you don't want to see. I know you guys are busy people, and you guys have lives and things to tend to, and Yes, you know, I'm only 16, and you know, of course I do go to school, but this is it. I love doing this. This is every day, like, I push through the tiredness. Well, not tiredness, but I push through the grind. You know, I'll come home from school and I'll be like, oh, but this will keep me up. And I think that's when you really know, like, oh, Mike, but you really know something's for you when, like, you can push through the blood, push through the sweat, push through the tears, because this is not easy. This isn't an overnight success. Like, every day you have to be blogging for the sake of people. You have to be blogging. And are you thinking about new ideas? Are you being ingenious? Are you out there to really change the meta for your audience? Like, that stuff is what's going to make you get noticed. But yes, that's it, you know, please. And also, I'm talking to you SoundCloud people. I put this podcast on SoundCloud. No, boy, was that a good freaking decision. The SoundCloud community is incredible. I really, really love the SoundCloud community. But yes, thank you so much for spending your time with me during this podcast. I just want to let you know that you guys mean the world to me. And every single one of you, whether you are a youngster, millennial, or grown-up, stuffed bear, dog, animal, you mean a lot to me, and I'm just here to just help you turn your blogging interests into careers. I really do care. You know, you can DM me on social media. Like, I care about you guys that much. Like, I really do want you guys to make this a thing for yourselves, and yeah, we're gonna help each one blogger at a time. And you know, all the content's out here for you. We got the YouTube, we got the social media, Twitter, Instagram, and we got the podcast here. And all I can really ask for you is just share this podcast to bloggers that you know who are super busy and don't have time to look at my weird face. You can get it here. And yeah, it's insane. Like, I never thought I would be doing any of this. I was just always that kid who was just that avid writer who couldn't even people word in the class. And yeah, it's insane that I've come to this point. Like, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. And yeah, don't forget to leave that 5-star review on your way out, and to you know make sure our podcast reaches more people, helps more people. Leave those comments in, and just, you know, I'm only gonna do what you guys want to see, and I'm just gonna keep making content as you guys are willing to handle. And yeah, thank you so much. I love you guys, and I'm gonna continue to just keep creating and keep giving. So I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one. You guys are the best.